Good morning, good afternoon, or good something in between. Welcome to today's episode of The Cat Season 4, McRonald's Day. I'm Springer.
And I'm Jen.
Our music comes from Audionautix.com. The crowd cheered. Bomb after bomb fell down onto McRonald's tent. The balloon above it, the balloon of the massive ray gun, exploded into flaming debris that rained down on the audience, who continued cheering. They just thought it was all part of the wonderful McRonald's Day celebration, and they thought that this was its best year yet.
Oh man, said Triclops. Oh, I don't remember this in the script. Who wrote the script for the celebrations anyway?
I don't know, said Razzle. This is terrifying.
So you weren't planning this, huh?
No, I wasn't.
Watch out! Watch out!
And right then, another bomb, the biggest of them all, crashed through the roof of the McRonald's and blasted Rascal and Triclops apart. Rascal sailed outside, his Ronald Reagan costume in shreds, and landed in the lap of a particularly surprised miner.
Come on, honey,
said Torbid.
We gotta get out of here.
The two iguanas were racing through the debris looking for their oven.
Oh, honey, I don't want to leave the oven behind. And what about our fancy new video trailer game? Oh, Miss Pac-Man's my favorite.
Oh, honey, I'll get you a new one, I promise. But we gotta get off this planet, man. This is something else.
They jumped into the oven as quickly as they could. The trailer was still hooked up behind them, and they tried to run through the tiny holes in the bottom of the hot oven that their feet stuck through. But nothing would happen.
Ow! 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 Oh, my feet! Oh, my feet hurt so much. Everything seems like it's on fire.
Oh, lovey, I'm sorry about that. But we just gotta get out of here. You gotta keep trying.
But the oven wouldn't start.
It won't start. It won't start. Oh, the oven's broken. My Gwynny air.
Oh, don't worry. You just gotta push. Push! Push!
I'm pushing as hard as I can!
Finally, Torbit had to jump out of the oven. He grabbed onto the linkage holding the Miss Pac-Man trailer on, disconnected it, and jumped back in, just as a firebomb hit only a few feet away.
Run! Run, lovey!
I'm doing the best I can! Goodbye, trailer!
Said Gwen. And the two iguanas managed to scuttle their way out of the debris.
Across the field they went at high speed, towards the last remaining mining spacecraft on Venus. They ran the oven inside just as the door closed, and it took off, leaving Venus for the last time. Meanwhile, Rascal stared out at the miners, now screaming and fleeing from what now seemed a much scarier thing than just a normal McRonald's celebration. Rascal ran inside the store, ran up to where Triclops was.
Oh, Rascal, you gotta get out of here. I've been painfully murdered.
You've not been painfully murdered. At least not yet.
Rascal stared at the huge bucket-like deep fryer buried deep in Triclops' stomach. Blood seeped out from under its sharpened edges.
You've been impaled. You have a bucket sticking out of your chest. You've been impaled.
Mortally injured. I'm mortally injured. My time's up. But you can go forth, young cat, and save the world or something. Maybe, am I supposed to give you a gift? Something to take with you? Something to remember me by? Take.
But Rascal never found out what he was supposed to take from Triclops, because at that point Triclops' eyes, all three of them, although Rascal could only see one of them, rolled up into the top of his forehead.
No! Triclops, don't die! Said Rascal. No! Triclops!
But more and more bombs were landing all around him, and it was Rascal's only choice to flee. He grabbed up Triclops' iPhone 4, where it sat remarkably undamaged on a table, and he pulled the deep fryer out of Triclops' chest and hid inside of it. Bomb after bomb pounded down over his head, and eventually Rascal managed to stand up in the deep fryer and started stumbling around, looking for a better place where fewer bombs would fall.
I've got to get out of here. Oh no,
He stumbled onto the porch and looked across the street through the grating of the deep fryer.
There was the exit. It looked very safe, still almost completely undamaged. Rascal ran up the tilting steps into it. Help! Help!
Hello, said the robot that was the waiter. Welcome to the exit. Exceptionally extra eggs. Extra exceptionally extra eggs.
I think you're broken, said Rascal to the robot. You used to say, like, I don't know, I think it was excellent eggs without the extra egg spats, but now I think you must mean damage from the...
Excellent. Thank you. Excellent. Please have a seat.
A giant bomb dropped down and landed a few feet from the door of the exit. Shrapnel flew in.
Ah, said Rascal, maybe I don't want to be here. This is scary. Where's the exit? Robot, where's the exit?
Congratulations. You're our last customer of the day. That means you get all the leftover eggs. Have some eggs, Benedict. Have some deviled eggs.
Rascal, stumbling around in his deep fryer, almost unable to see, knocked the plate of deviled eggs where they fell out of the door and impaled a miner who was trying to climb up the steps. The robot then realized the gravity of the situation and decided that the exit had to immediately leave Venus.
Exit series initiated. Please exit the exit, or you will be exiting with the exit.
I want to stay here. I want to save. I mean, Triclops is already dead, but there must be other people to save.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The exit trembled and shook.
Small rockets, and large ones too, extended out from the sides of the exit, and it began to blast off. Flying away. It shook violently as it did so, and furniture bounced from one side to the other, knocking Rascal, still in his deep fryer, from side to side.
Oh, this is kind of sickening, said Rascal. I just want to go back. I want to go home. I want to go to wake up.
And with that, Rascal fell out the door of the exit and went crashing to the ground, still remarkably in his deep fryer. He sunk into a bit of a sand dune and did not notice what next happened to the exit. It flew up around 10 more feet from where it had left Rascal and then was hit by a large missile. Rascal finally had time to survey his surrounding. There were creatures going all around, scary creatures with baggy gray skin and short tufts of messy hair, wearing blue and purple military uniforms. They were something Rascal had dreaded and had nightmares of for nearly a year now. They were Neptunians.
No, no, not Neptunians, yelled Rascal as the Neptunians ran by him in one direction, firing particle rifles. No, please go away. This is scary, said Rascal, as Neptunian military specialists ran by him the other way, throwing grenades. No, no, please no, he said as more came with flamethrowers, and he was most terrified of all
when a whole squadron of bards came over the sandy horizon, firing matchlock muskets and blasting on their trumpets, quite loudly and badly. Finally, Rascal Zeep Friar, which had saved him for so long from all this gunfire, split in half, and Rascal was exposed to the full force of the Neptunians. And within seconds, he saw something terrifying coming towards him. It was a helmet, a sort of World War II era trench helmet, with spider legs sticking out of it. Oh gosh, a spider legs helmet. This is scary. Why can't anything just be normal here? I wish it was just normal like on Earth. The helmet climbed up onto his head. What am I supposed to do when there's a spider-like helmet on my head? Wondered Rascal. Jimmy would know. I just wish Jimmy was here. It would be so amazing if Jimmy was here. He would fix everything. Hello, said the helmet. I am Jimmy, your helmet assistant. I will help you be recruited to the Neptunian Grand Army in this wonderful new invasion.
I don't want to be recruited. I don't want to be a part of an army. Just let me go. Just let me go. We don't have to share this with anybody, okay? Just let me go.
Good job, said the robot. You are officially part of the Neptunian Grand Army. You are a private, first class. Here is a particle rifle. It handed Rascal a very strange, bulbous sort of hand cannon. And here is your new uniform. It handed Rascal something that was somewhat like a cheap sports jersey, but blue and white camo.
My paws don't reach over my head so well for putting things like this on. Do you have something with buttons? Because I'm not sure that I can wear this. And besides, I don't really want to be a private or carry a particle rifle. Does this thing really work? He said.
He fired it off in one direction. A Neptunian, reasonably far away, screamed and fell down dead. Good job, said the robot. You have been promoted for killing one person.
No, I didn't mean to kill them in any way. Aren't they a Neptunian too? I shouldn't be rewarded for killing other Neptunians, or anyone. I just wish I would be.
But the robot wasn't listening. You have been promoted to Lance Corporal.
I don't even know what that is. What does that mean? I don't even have a lance.
A package fell down from the sky.
Oh, I guess now I have a lance, said Rascal,
pulling a lance out of the package. It was very long, nearly 10 feet long or tall as Rascal held it up, and he also got a new uniform with buttons down the front.
Oh man, this lance is kind of awkward. It's really heavy. I'm just trying to balance it in the middle, but then the front hits the ground and then sometimes the back hits the ground, and when I try to pick it up over my head, then sometimes both ends hit the ground because it's kind of flexible and I don't really know what to do with it.
Suddenly, there was a terrible roaring from above Rascal's head. Oh gosh, now I'm gonna be dead for sure, he said as a scary black command shuttle lowered itself down, opened up its single lower wing to become two wings, and landed right in front of him. A ramp came down, and out walked the Neptunian, one of the most powerful Neptunians, Lord Grand Admiral Zorkania Whack.
Oh my god, said Rascal. Oh my god, that is the scariest Neptunian I've ever seen. He struggled to hold the lance over his head. He began to spin it, thinking that the force might hold the tips up instead of having them drag on the ground. He spun it like a baton, round and round like a helicopter blade.
And then the lance, for it was really a quite cheap plastic, broke in half, and Rascal was left staring at Zorkania Whack's horrible yellow hair that stuck up almost 2 feet. Said Rascal, holding his particle rifle. Suddenly, he thought of a line from an old TV show he once saw an episode of.
I'm gonna pump your guts full of. Well, I don't think that this thing fires lead, but whatever it does fire.
What do you mean?
Said Zorkania Whack as she strode down the ramp toward him, grabbed Rascal by the chin hairs, and hauled him back up into the ship.
I didn't mean that. I'm not gonna pop your guilt full. I mean, whatever this thing does for.
Silence. You will be quiet. I don't know what you are thinking to impersonate that pre-Bukhatian emperor of Neptune, but whatever you are thinking, we will get to the bottom of this.
I can't even understand a word of what you're saying. It sounds like you learned German from Nazis or someone, and like don't even really know how to speak English.
Quiet! I will not have you blasphemizing either me or the Bukhat regime. Now, be still.
Oh gosh, said Rascal. Bukhat here? Zorkania Whack was finally fed up, and so she gave Rascal her signature punishment. It was called the Whack. It was quite like being whacked by a normal person, except 1,000 times more so, and Rascal went sailing right out of the door of Zorkania Whack's spaceship, bounced along the ground, and finally skidded to a stop in the sand. His helmet was destroyed, his face had bruises all down it, and he was now almost completely unrecognizable as Rascal. A few Neptunians marched over, grabbed him up, and shoved him into a transport ship. He was taken off Venus. Far below, on the planet itself, there was desolation. The battlefield was strewn with debris and dead bodies. Nothing living was to be seen, and the sole inhabitant of Venus, well, that's another story. If you enjoyed The Cats, you may also enjoy The Wrong Town.
The Wrong Town by Springer Moore, co-host of The Cats, and Marley McDonough is a chapter book for 7 to 10-year-olds.
Kira is just trying to get one good look at the mysterious island off the shore from her cousin's apartment in Baku, Azerbaijan, when a massive wave knocks her amusement train clean off its tracks. She soon washes up on the rocky shore of the island itself and is caught up in the bizarre succession of leaders and revolutions, which begins soon after her arrival on the tiny chunk of land known as the Wrong Town.
In this hilarious story of unique characters, bad leaders, and one giant stuffed wolf, you will find out just what happens when you live on an island paved with duct tape and the only things to eat are Mountain Dew and potato chips.
The Wrong Town is available in both paperback and ebook formats from Amazon.com.